the Robert E. Lee?
No, sir. It's Major Burns. He was due back from R&R at 2400 hours. I sent out the daily report and said he was back.
You've been here all night?
Yeah, at 2400 hours, I had to go to latrines.
So you took the scenic route?
Yes, sir.
Check his tent. He could have come in while you were sitting with Batman and Robin.
No, I checked.
It's not like Burns. He's a lousy surgeon, a pain in the butt. However, he's always on time.
I know. That's why I'm worried.
Relax. Cigar?
Won't it stop my growth?
What do you got to lose?
Does it have it for me?
Nah, I've been smoking 5 cigars a day for 45 years. Never got the habit.
Well, that's good to know.
So far, so good.
When do I suck?
I'll let you know. Now. Couple more times. There you go. Nothing like a good cigar on a bright, clear morning.
Or a cream of wheat.
I can't believe it. There's some sausages left.
Frank Burns isn't here.
Thank you.
What's that, Klinger?
Scrambled eggs. Would you like a glass?
You got a straw?
Just ran out.
Pass.
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Comment allez-vous? Ça m'est égal, vous savez. Ça m'est bien.
Ah, it feels good to come home from a hard day at the factory. Sit down with my loved ones for a delightful repast.
You do have a way with words.
Yeah, I talk real good.
Where's Major Burns?
Not back from leave yet.
It was very thoughtful of you two to arrange for his R&R.
It was that or go bonkers.
Uh-huh. That midnight whimpering.
You say he actually wept into his pillow?
His pillow, his pants, everything.
I've never seen a man fall apart like that.
Plucky chap, though. He did stand up at her wedding as best man.
Because we held him up.
You know, I've never wanted to bring this up before, but I have a suspicion that Major Burns and Major Houlihan were somewhat attached.
They knew each other in the biblical sense.
Both testaments.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. He's a married man. My worst fears are confirmed.
Oh, that's it, son. There you go.
Oh, that cigar.
Oh, it's all part of growing up. You feel better?
Colonel, how can you smoke these things?
You get used to it. I got sick on my first one.
How old were you?
I was 9. The cigar was 11.
Is that how come you're so short?
How would you like to be a PFC?
You're tall. Oh, choppers.
I can't see anything. Is it Burns?
No, sir. It's coming from the north. It must be wounded. There's more than one.
Alert the staff.
Okay, if I throw the cigar away?
You got a cold?
No. Choppers! Choppers!
Italian aid station got hit. Crummy war.
All right, pre-op and move it.
What a mess.
Some of these guys get clobbered twice. Once on the line and then again 3 hours later at the aid station.
Their lucky day.
Move him into the pre-op.
Father?
So young.
The younger they get, the older I get.
You're lucky, Sergeant. That's not too bad. We'll be out of here in no time.
Hey, Doc. Can you make it a little worse? I don't want to go back up there.
We'll see. Maybe I can drop a stitch.
Medic!
Get him to pre-op. Start an IV and give him some plasma. Hell of a time for Burns to be late. We can use every inept surgeon we can get.
When's Margaret due back from her honeymoon?
2 more days.
Superficial. Post-op. I wish I was with her.
For crying out loud, she's with her husband.
I wouldn't peek.
Sirs, one of the wounds is a doctor.
Dr. Berman, I'm Dr. Pierce.
Don't waste your time, Doctor.
We just met already. He's gibbetsing.
Right in my thorax, full of blood.
Don't talk.
Pericardial tamponade, full of blood.
We'll fix you up, doctor.
Fragment, near the heart. You got a rabbi?
We got a priest who loves Al Jolson.
Get him.
Knock that off, Berman. Nobody dies around here without my say-so. Be careful. What do you think?
I gotta try. Just hope Father Mulcahy can pray right to left.
How's Berman?
I got a chest tube in. He's still bleeding.
Can he travel to Seoul?
He may not even make it to post-op.
Blair! What's the matter?
Snap my target belt.
Don't expect a Purple Heart. Special case there. We need a nice, slow ride.
There you go, Sarge. Didn't even tingle, did it?
You're gonna be fine.
Finished already, huh, Doc?
Local anesthetic. 7 stitches.
Can't you find anything else wrong?
Got a hangnail, but the manicurist doesn't come in on Mondays.
Clinger! What am I, the only medic in the shop?
You're loved, you fool.
Command me, old tall one with the Presbyterian features.
Bed rest and ambulatory.
Right, bed rest and ambulatory.
Where the hell is Burns?
If we're lucky, he deserted.
You don't suppose... No.
What?
No, it's ludicrous.
Come on, what?
Well, Margaret's on her honeymoon in Tokyo, and Frank's late getting back from Seoul.
You think Frank went to Tokyo?
What could he do there?
Put saltpeter in Penobscot's teriyaki?
You boys are getting punchy.
I don't know why. 6 hours of surgery is like a walk in the Vienna woods.
My varicose veins are pounding.
I can hear them.
Done and done. Clinger! This is crazy. I gotta get on the horn to I-Corps. See if we can trace Burns. We need another surgeon.
Over there. Just park it there. Get my bag, Corporal.
Major Houlihan, is that you?
No, it's Amelia Earhart. Who do you think it is?
You?
Oh, you dumb ninny.
Well, come you're back so early from your honeymoon.
You're not my father.
No, ma'am. I sure am glad to see you, though. We got a terrible lot of wounded. Major Burns isn't back from R&R yet.
He isn't. All right, I'll get changed and get right over.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, stuff it.
That's nice. Mass 477. Oh, I'm sorry, Colonel.
Out of here. Who's it?
I didn't know you had it, sir.
I've got it.
Yes, sir, you certainly do, sir.
What was your name again, Sergeant?
Sergeant Williams, sir. Military Police, I Corps. Do you have a Major Frank Burns in your unit?
Medium build, beady eyes, weak chin.
That's him. He was involved in an incident here in Seoul. And our report says that while drunk, he accosted a blonde whack. Kept calling her Margaret. Acted like he was shampooing her hair. And then begged to clip her toenails. Ran off before we could apprehend him. Is he there, sir?
No, and he's long overdue. Keep me posted, Sergeant. Jackass Burns. Radar!
Yes, sir. Is he on his way, sir?
On his way to a Section 8. He's down in Seoul, flipping his beanie. Get hold of a Colonel Baldwin at Tokyo General. Tell him we're desperate for a surgeon. I'll be in OR if my legs get me that far.
I think you're tired, Colonel.
You know, Radar, you should have gone to medical school. Hello, Tokyo.
Hello, Tokyo.
Double pair royal. That's 121 points. And the game.
Damn cribbage.
Ah, Colonel. For a brief moment, you thought you had me, but I scooted away.
What's the damage, Winchester?
Well, in round figures, you owe me $672.11. Colonel, I want to thank you for teaching me this game.
Colonel Baldwin here. Yes? I told you not to call me when I'm in conference. Oh, yeah, that's Potter's outfit. What did they want? How long do they need him? It's impossible.
Colonel, made a small error. You owe me $672.17.
It's possible.
Care to put your head in the noose again?
Oh, I'd love to.
But you won't have time. For the next 48 hours, you belong to a MASH unit that's short a man.
MASH? It's one of those traveling medicine shows, isn't it?
All right. I grab the next flight to Seoul and get out to Colonel Potter at the 4077th.
Why send your best doctor into a war zone?
Relax. Just like 2 days here, except for the artillery and the snakes. I better get moving, Winchester.
Surely you jest.
Surely you go.
We got a new surgeon on the way. A Major Charles Emerson Winchester.
I know a Winchester.
I knew an Emerson.
I got an Uncle Charles.
Well, at least he won't be working with a stranger.
Corporal Klinger, x-rays on Brophy.
Coming. I can give you this in 8x10s, wallet size, or on matchbook covers.
You certainly move fast, Klinger.
Basic delicatessen training.
Get your finger in that artery. Scalpel.
Major Houlihan.
Look who's here.
Oh, what a pleasant surprise.
Uh-oh, Lulu's back in town.
Keep working, keep working. I'll take over, Baker. You look exhausted.
Mrs. Penobscot, it's a pleasure to have your finger in my work again. How come you're back here so early?
Shouldn't you be wearing out your do not disturb sign?
Heard you were busy. More sponges!
Major, heard you were back.
Baker, get back in here and help the colonel.
Now I know you're back.
Tell us about your honeymoon.
Just the dirty stuff.
Captains, please. Mrs. Penobscot's feelings.
That's what we want to hear about.
Private Pacetti, x-ray hot off the press. Glorioski, Sandy, do I behold the ravishing Mrs. Penobscot?
Yes, Klinger, I'm back, so get moving.
Yes, Major Houlihan.
Never heard of anybody coming home early from a honeymoon. They had to throw a bucket of water on me and the missus.
Did you have a good time? Clamp.
Clamp. We need more suction.
If you don't want to tell us about your honeymoon, Margaret, I understand.
I appreciate that.
But I hope you took pictures.
No, Private, if you are very careful, you can hit every pothole along the way.
Sorry, sir, but I've only got two hands.
Yes, I know, Otis Fad. I'm a doctor. How much more of this must my kidneys endure?
About 20 miles, sir.
Wonderful. What's happening?
The enemy, sir. Mortars.
The enemy? Here? Turn right, right. Left, left.
Follow me, sir.
Where?
Take cover.
When do they stop?
When they hit something.
Very comforting.
Hit the dirt.
Good Lord, what do we do now?
Sit tight, hold your breath, and pray if you got them.
What about the Jeep?
Don't worry about it, sir. It's paid for. Better stay put, Major. Now we can go.
How?
A.T.
A.T.?
Alternate transportation. You're on your own now, sir. I'm going back to headquarters. Good luck to you.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Latest news in the Stars and Stripes. U.S. enters war in Korea. Get your latest news right here.
Excuse me.
It's a little shack in a compound marked latrine. Immediate seating in the mezzanine.
It isn't that. I want to ask you something.
Go.
Are you a guy or a hairy broad with a deep voice?
I'm all man, Clyde. The clothes are a dodge.
A what?
If I keep wearing women's clothes, maybe they'll give me a Section 8 and send me home.
Oh. How long you been at this?
2 years, April 22nd.
It's not just a dodge.
What do you mean?
If you've been dressing like this for 2 years, you are a Section 8.
That's what I keep telling them.
Let me tell them. I'm a lawyer. Captain Schaefer, Adjutant General Branch. I'm telling you, I can get you a discharge.
Captain, if you can help, I'm your slave.
No problem.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Set me free, and for the rest of your life, I'll bring you belly dancers. They're naval stuff with chopped liver.
20 over 80, Sergeant. You're perfect.
Hey, listen, Doc. I'm sure there's something inside that you missed, huh? It hurts. Right about here.
Comes with the territory. That's our canned corned beef.
But, Doc, I don't want to go back.
Can't say as I blame you. Would you like to talk to Father Mulcahy?
Okay, but I'm an atheist.
Really?
Swear to God.
Let's check Private Leland's chart.
How are you feeling, Dr. Berman?
Critical. I know you've got a chest tube in and the lungs re-expanded.
I repaired the laceration of the ventricle, so there's a weak area in the myocardium.
In other words, a ventricular aneurysm.
Yeah, it looks that way.
So, it's good night, nurse.
You just rest and stabilize. And if necessary, we'll tackle the aneurysm.
You doctors are all alike.
Tell him about the aneurysm?
Yeah.
Gonna try it?
None of us have ever seen that operation. What are you gonna do? I think I'll hide in the woods till the war is over.
I got it. You got it.
I know I've got it. Potter here. Yes, yeah, Sergeant. Oh, not Burns again.
He was on this bus, and he sat down next to a Red Cross lady. Tried to bite off her buttons.
He kept hollering, Margaret, Margaret. Is that his wife?
No, just a well-built ship that crossed his wake. Have you got him locked up?
Well, not exactly, sir. You see, the lady screamed and the bus stopped and he jumped out the window.
Look, Sergeant, do me a favor. When you finally lasso him, put him in a padded stall.
For your trouble, put this towards some shock absorbers.
You staring at me, Corporal?
Oh, no, sir. No, I'm sorry, sir. It's just that we don't get too many strangers around here standing up.
Charming place. An inflamed boil on the buttocks of the world. What is that odor?
North wind cesspool, east wind latrine.
The wind is from the south.
Oh, that's the kitchen. Sir, are you the doctor we've been waiting for?
It's quite likely. Major Charles Emerson Winchester, surgeon.
Corporal Walter Eugene O'Reilly, company clerk. Should I get your bag, sir?
Of course. Where will I find your commanding officer?
In his commanding office.
This way. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Skoll.
Anita Ekberg.
Ingrid Bergman.
Sonia Heine.
Sir? This is Major Charles Emerson,
Winchester.
Radar, don't talk with your hands full.
Welcome to MASH 4077, Doctor.
Yep.
Doctors Pierce, Honeycutt.
Okay.
Doctor?
BJ.
Doctor.
Major, you have no idea how glad we are to see you. This is our first break in 36 hours. Have a snort.
Thank you, no.
Got your papers, Winchester?
Gee, what swell gloves.
Cuff.
Oh.
Where are you from, Charlie?
Charles.
Oh.
We're pretty informal up here. We get very close.
I don't intend to be here long enough to get chummy.
Well, I'll drink to that.
I'll join you.
Impressive, Doctor. Harvard Med, Massachusetts General. What were you doing in Tokyo?
Demonstrating new surgical techniques.
Up here, it's strictly meatball surgery.
Patch him up and get him out. It's rather primitive, isn't it?
We've got a 98% survival rate, cowboy.
Charles.
No offense intended, Colonel.
Offense accepted, Major. And you
can... Look, we're all a little tired. Let's not get off on the wrong foot.
Colonel, I'm going to eat now, sir.
What are they having, Radar?
Breaded Spam Cutlets.
Every meal an adventure.
Do the officers eat similar rations?
Yeah, we're all just one big unhappy family.
Don't we have a choice?
Two. Rosie's Bar across the road or starvation?
Duncan Hines recommends the latter.
Colonel, Dr. Berman is going into heart failure. He can hardly breathe.
Let's go.
Ventricular aneurysm.
What? Panic.
Can you do anything about it?
I've done at least a dozen.
Successfully?
No offense intended, Major. Offense accepted.
Let's hang out your shingle, Major.
More light on the hat.
That light flickers. You gotta synchronize your blinks.
It's that number two generator.
Switch to number one.
Number one was stolen by some locals.
It's now a taxi cab in Puk Chung.
More suction.
Suction.
Thank you. There's your aneurysm. Now, the main difficulty here, gentlemen, is that the aneurysm may have a clot in it. If you don't do this very carefully, it could break off and go to the brain.
Then it's goodbye, Charlie. Sorry, Charles.
So that's how you do this. You oversaw the aneurysm. Good work, Remington.
Winchester.
Oh,
Still with us, Hunnicutt?
100 over 70.
Beautiful, Doctor.
Voila. Ready to close.
Fine work, Doctor.
Considering the circumstances, I would say extraordinary.
Major Winchester, sir, may I ask a question?
You may.
Could I stop by sometime for a cup of ego?
Wasn't that wonderful? Such marvelous technique.
The whole family has gifted hands. Mother's a concert pianist.
My dad can get an olive out of the bottom of a jar with one finger.
And leave the pimento behind.
Oh, yeah.
Frontline humor, I suppose. Crude and boorish.
You gotta admit, though, these jokers will make you laugh.
Colonel, sir, I got Major Burns on the telephone. He's calling from Seoul.
About time.
You coming, Margaret? It's an obscene phone call.
Crude and boorish.
Crude and boorish. A great act.
He plucked chickens.
And she jumped through an awning.
Yeah, I understand, Sergeant. Thank you. Put him on. Burns? Not so fast. Yeah? Yeah. Uh-huh. You are.
What's up?
I should have listened on my own phone.
Opportunity missed is an opportunity lost.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Writer of notes.
Uh-huh.
Writers of notes get famous?
Please, I'm on long distance. Okay, Burns. I'll take care of it. Right, Major. Right. The same to you.
What's the latest on Burns?
This one's a doozy. He saw an officer in a blonde walking down the main drag. And in his state...
Bombed.
Boiled. Mistook them for Penobscot and Houlihan. Well, this couple went into a public bath, stripped down, got in the water.
A man and a lady in the same water?
Baptists.
Oh. Frank jumps in with them, still in uniform. Grabbed the woman and started crying. Suddenly, he realizes he's in the water with the wrong couple. Mrs. Kester hollered bloody murder.
Wait a minute. You mean Brigadier General and Mrs. Kester?
In the buff. They're holding Burns for psychiatric observation.
Perfect.
And then, hang on to your skivvies. He's being transferred out of here.
Transferred?
Out of here?
You, Frank is being transferred? You mean for good?
That's right.
Holy cow.
They can't do that to us. There's so much more we wanted to say to the Fink.
And all of it rotten.
You realize this reduces the enemy to just North Korea.
This calls for a toast. You too, Radar. Special occasion.
Thank you, sir.
A toast. What shall it be?
Something tender.
Something sentimental.
Right. Goodbye, ferret face.
Let's put it over here.
Okay. What has he got in here?
I don't know.
Oh, ain't this the final kick in the butt? We pack so Major Bonkers can get out of here?
Not an easy task. Each object holds such unpleasant memories.
The laundry. One pair of shorts, perfect condition.
Mine.
One pair of shorts, holes, buttons missing.
Frank's.
One pair of socks, perfect condition. Mine.
You're pretty quick with the socks, fella.
One pair of socks, holes.
Frank's. Right. You know this is going to be a lot easier than I thought.
Matter of having a system.
Entrez-vous.
Colonel Potter said you were packing Frank's things. There's something of mine I'd like back.
I don't think that's possible, Major.
Margaret, please, we pack so carefully.
I'll bet.
May one ask what it is you're looking for?
It's personal.
The torn shorts are right on top.
I'll slap you.
Bully.
Ah, here it is.
No! Oh,
This is none of your business.
What is it?
Picture of Margaret in a bikini?
Let me see.
No.
I'll give you a nickel.
No.
Show you where the horse bit me.
Not interested.
Oh, come on. How does she look?
Beautiful. A goddess.
Really?
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
You're spitting on it.
I'm going to faint.
Margaret, put it back. Put it back. You keep him crazy.
Why torture him? Frank wasn't all that bad.
Compared to what?
Well, he's no Donald Penobscot.
In some ways, Donald is no Frank Burns.
Margaret, wait a second. Would you care to elaborate on that a little?
No, I wouldn't.
Wait, Margaret. Look, if you've got something you want to get off your chest, I promise you it won't go beyond this tent.
No, thank you. I'd sooner tell Walter Winchell.
Might make you feel better.
Why should I trust you two?
Because we're all you've got.
Because we care. Come on, Margaret, have a drink.
Come on, sit down. You don't have to tell us if you don't want to, but sit down. You look upset. Have a drink.
What'll it be, gin or gin?
How's that?
Terrible, thank you.
Something went wrong, didn't it, Margaret?
Your word of honor?
Sure.
What about him?
Him too?
Well, the first 2 days were perfect. Then after that, it was like being on a honeymoon with my old auntie.
What happened between the second and third day?
Nothing. We were having a wonderful time. Tennis, shopping, a lovely party that evening at General Weisskopf's. Lyle was a charming host.
Lyle?
General Weisskopf. He's an old friend. We stayed up and talked and laughed until 3 a.m.
Was the groom in the room?
Sure. He was right there listening.
What happened after the party?
Nothing.
As in nothing?
He stopped talking. He stopped smiling. He stopped everything.
As in everything?
Well, Margaret, don't you think that's it?
What?
That's probably it. Donald was competing with your whole past.
Some guys just can't take that kind of pressure.
The male libido can be a very fragile thing.
Oh, poor Donald.
Oh, we'll get over it. It happens all the time.
Frank never had that problem.
Frank didn't need it. He had every other one.
Oh, I know, I know. Frank Burns was a little too by the book for you guys, but I personally have some very fond memories of our friendship. That dirty rat! My alarm clock. He said the bellboy took it. That thing!
Margaret, remember the fond memories.
Oh, I'll give him a fond memory. Bottoms up, Frank.
Schaefer, this is none of your business.
Colonel, please, you're shouting at my lawyer.
You are holding a legitimate Section 8 here.
Lay it on him, mouthpiece.
A guy hanging onto a Dodge this long is a legit psychotic. Believe me.
Look, Captain, it doesn't matter. Teddy Roosevelt had a transvestite in his outfit. Rode side saddle up San Juan Hill.
Is that true, Captain?
Could be. They all wore such big hats.
We suck.
Oh, no, we're not. I'm preparing my client's brief for General Phelps. And you, as my client, do not talk to this man unless I am present.
Sir, phone call from Tokyo General.
Got it. Come on, Klinger. You and your lawyer, take a hike.
Colonel, I am going to convene a formal hearing on this.
Good. Klinger, I suggest you wear your black sheath with pearls.
Basic black before five, really.
Potter here. Yes, of course, I still need a new surgeon. Who? Mackenzie. Look, Baldwin, I've seen that clown's 201 file. He's a boozer. Chief engineer on the Red Nose Express. Martinelli. I've seen his surgery. Let me give you a tip. Sew his fingers together and make him a psychiatrist. What about Winchester? Yeah, I know he's temporary. Make him permanent and it's a deal. Good. Oh, really? I'll remember that. Radar, are you there?
I was, sir, and now I'm in person.
Where's Winchester?
He's getting ready to leave.
I want to talk to him, pronto.
Yes, sir.
And bring me back a Snickers bar.
With nuts?
No.
Milky Way.
Damn partial.
Here we are, for your refreshment pleasure, before we present the ravishing Boom Boom Goldfarb and her trained owl, synthetic ice cream, synthetic sherbet, synthetic spumoni. Each and every cup contains a $5,000 pair of Swiss binoculars. Hey, this offer, limited time only. Time's up. Watch it, Mac.
Who wants melting ice cream?
Good father, I don't want to go back anymore.
Son, we all feel fear. It's quite natural. Without fear, one would stand in traffic and get run over. It's nature's way of protecting your life.
Father, it's not my life that I'm concerned about.
Excuse me?
I killed three people. I saw their eyes. Father, I just don't want to kill anymore.
Yes?
Chuck? Well, you're leaving. What's in a name?
How you feel?
Dr. Berman, this is Dr. Winchester. He saved your life.
Thank you. I thought I was a goner.
Yes, I can understand that.
I think I've just been insulted.
Very observant. Blood pressure?
140 over 80. I can't believe it. Dr. Pierce tells me that your technique was extraordinary.
To him, perhaps. Well, I'm on my way. Good luck, Dr. Berman.
You're not on staff here?
Oh, no. This was just a stopover in a stagnant backwater of the war. Gentlemen.
Car. I don't think he likes it here.
I wonder why. This time of year, we offer so much more than Monte Carlo. Ringworm, shingles, dysentery, and at decent prices.
Where is that blasted Jeep? It's the best you've got.
I got some private stock, but it'll cost you a nickel more.
Oh, let's splurge.
Wow. We don't get too many guys like you in here.
Yes, I'm painfully aware of that. Make it two. One for me, one for yourself.
What? I wouldn't drink that. I have a stomach and a family to think of.
Oh, I found Major Winchester. Don't go away, sir. Don't go away. The colonel wants to see you. Colonel, I found Major Winchester.
Well, I hope he's succinct. My Jeep will be here momentarily. I do hate long goodbyes.
I found him.
Hello, Winchester.
Can we hurry this up?
I checked the OR, the mess tent, the latrine, everywhere. And then I come in here to the officers' club, and here he was. He was here, his gear was here, and then
radar,
I was...
Radar.
Yes, sir.
Type that up in triplicate.
Yes, sir. I found it.
Well, it's very kind of you to see me off. I would ask you to join me in a farewell drink, but just isn't time.
Oh, we'll have plenty of time.
Oh?
I've got some good news, Major. You're assigned to us permanently.
Impossible.
Orders are cut. It's final.
No. Colonel Baldwin assured me this is just temporary.
Is this the same Colonel Baldwin who owes you $600?
Yes.
Need I say more?
You mean to tell me that I have to stay here just because somebody owes me $672.17? That's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous. You're staying because I need you.
And if I refuse...
You'll be making gravel at Leavenworth. Comprendi?
Comprendo.
Good. Well, Major Winchester, I can't tell you how happy I am you've decided to join us. And remember, if you ever have a problem, feel free to stop in. My tent flap is always open.
Attention, Corporal Klinger. Report to Colonel Potter's office on the double and bring your lawyer.
Now, that's what I call fast action.
Let me do the talking.
You're the solicitor, Captain.
MPs, my own escort. Klinger, you wonderful crazy person. You're going home. I can smell downtown Toledo now.
Corporal Klinger and lawyer reporting, sir.
New scarf?
Sears Honolulu.
Nice.
Post debutante department.
Sorry I missed your cotillion.
I expected other officers, Colonel. A review board?
Road apples, Private.
Captain, Colonel.
Private, Corporal.
Private?
Well, caught again.
Hold it. Wait a minute. I thought...
Button it.
Let him talk.
You're my lawyer.
Your lawyer is a buck private, and he's no lawyer.
I beg you. How's that?
According to his captain, a real captain, Schaefer here has been bucking for a Section 8 longer than you have.
A loony?
Busted twice, done 4 months in the slammer, has impersonated a doctor, a bombardier, a tank commander, even a chaplain.
A chaplain?
At this very moment, somewhere in America, 25 couples are living in sin.
Shyster, why'd you lie to me? Get my hopes up.
What, you'd understand? You're my own kind. You're gonna send me home?
I doubt it.
I feel like crying.
Let it all out, Stud. He's all yours, boys.
Well, hang in there, Klinger. I was an MP once, too.
Don't feel bad, son. Guy's a real pro. You'll make it someday.
You think so, sir?
Absolutely. Never say die.
You're a real inspiration, sir.
Sir? Sir, Major Burns is on the phone. He says he wants to talk to you and BJ.
I'm busy.
Says it's the last time he'll ever talk to you.
I can't pass that up. Take care, Doc.
BJ. Hey, thanks, Hawkeye.
Don't go around condemning yourself. Always get two doctors' opinions. What's that you said, Charles? How we doing? Oh, we're doing fine, thank you. How you doing? Oh, really? Well, you'll get used to it. He'll talk your ear off.
Seems a bit cold.
He's got great hands, can hit the right field, but no heart.
You'll soften him up.
I doubt it. He takes two arrogant pills after every meal. Let's go.
Yes, Frank, yes. We packed everything. He wants to know if we folded his underwear.
And we ironed your pleats.
What? He wants to talk to you.
Yes, Frank. You what? Frank, we both think that's wonderful. Yeah, Frank, we're proud to have known you. Yeah, best of luck in your future, Frank. Bye, Frank.
For that.
You seem a trifle irked.
The Army, in its infinite wisdom, has not only cleared Frank of the charges, they have assigned him to a veterans hospital in Indiana and promoted him to lieutenant colonel.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I was just going to complain to my congressman.
Yeah, no, no. Hello? Hello?
O'Reilly, just the man I want to see.
Me?
Is there anyone else in this room?
No.
Then it must be you. Get me Tokyo General Hospital.
On the phone?
No, open the window and yell. Take that bag of phone and do whatever voodoo you do and get me Colonel Baldwin.
Oh, that won't do you any good, sir. You're staying.
You pusillanimous little squirt. Don't you dare to tell me I'm staying. You get on that phone.
But I can. It's...
No, but you stop cranking.
Yes, sir. I'm cranking. I am. I'm cranking. But it's broken. Somebody madder than you got to it first.
Corporal, I assure you, nobody in Korea is madder than me.
I'll take your word for it, sir.
Corporal, fix the phone. I don't care how. What I care is when, and the when is now.
Okay,
because if you don't, I am going
Winchester,
to...
Winchester, you're not going anywhere.
Colonel, I think I should tell you that my father knows Harry Truman. He doesn't like him, but he knows him.
Fine. You have Dad call Harry. Then Harry will call me, and maybe we'll work something out. In the meantime, vamoose.
All right, Colonel, I am vamoosing.
But know this. You can cut me off from the civilized world. You can incarcerate me with two moronic cellmates. You can torture me with your thrice daily swill, but you cannot break the spirit of a Winchester. My voice shall be heard from this wilderness, and I shall be delivered from this fetid and festering sewer.
I think he's getting the hang of this place.
Over there.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Who's this?
Holiday.
Funny name for a Korean. Oh, goody, you found it.
You actually wear that?
Sure, when I'm operating on pilots.
Contact.
Contact.
Keep your air force on your side of the room.
Attention all personnel. All those with body lice report for dusting at 1330 hours. Dysentery at 1420 hours. Toe fungus at 1500.
Good Lord, what sort of a pest hole have I fallen into?
You'll get used to it. The pests grow on you.
Easy, easy. A little to the left. Now you got it. Where do you want this, Doc?
In Tokyo, actually.
Tempo, Doc. I got a lice appointment.
Set it down anywhere.
Over here.
Thank you much. Dismiss.
Nice hat, Klinger. New?
For tea dancing.
Who is that creature?
Corporal Klinger. First man to kill a caribou with a beaded purse.
Finish!
You have not done the corners.
Finish!
You haven't made my bed.
Finish!
Why me? Why me? Practically chief of thoracic surgery at Boston General in this godforsaken dump. Me, man who can hum all four parts of the Schubert string quartets and quote Spinoza from memory.
Well, that's the army, you know, supply and demand.
That's why you were picked. Just yesterday we were saying we were short a Spinoza man.
I'm a leg man myself.
That's very funny. Remind me to slap my knee.
Attention all personnel. MASH 8063 is overloaded. Their casualties are on the way.
That's us, Charlie.
Let's go. It's howdy duty time. Come on, Chuckles. Shake it.
Let's go. Are you speaking to me? What's taking you so long?
In this camp, cleanliness is next to impossible.
You just have to kill the germs. You don't have to hang around for the funeral.
Look how high he's scrubbing. Maybe he's going to operate in evening gloves.
Gentlemen, I do one thing at a time. I do it very well, and then I move on.
Can you doctors wiggle your collective keister? I've got three tables facing the war, and one of them's a tricky bowel resection.
BJ or I'll take it. Dr. Pasteur is still pasteurizing himself.
Well, maybe we better wait and let him do it. It's kind of complicated. Soon as you can, Winchester.
All right.
What's so great about him?
I do one thing at a time. I do it very well, and then I move on.
Gentlemen, please, pay close attention to this bowel resection. I don't want to have to show it to you twice.
I'm not going to play second scalpel to this garbanzo for the rest of the war.
Why don't we avoid the Christmas rush and start hating him now?
You're done.
Klinger, take him to post op. Leave in the IV.
This kid's running up an awful big tab.
He's on Diners Club. I'll take this guy. Let me see that x-ray, please. Shattered patella. Put him asleep.
We're kind of falling behind, Colonel.
Winchester.
Oh, really?
Can I help?
Is there a prayer for my varicose veins?
Well, there's a mailman's prayer that might be effective.
Really solid, Padre. Next patient. We're two up on you, Winchester. Shift into high gear.
I refuse to rush through a bowel resection.
This is the rush hour, Major.
Better get in the fast lane, Sponge.
For your information, I'm doing meticulous work.
Neatness don't count in meatball surgery.
Is harassment standard operating procedure?
Page 26 of the surgeon's songbook.
Another ambulance just pulled in, 11 wounded. Really bad. Holy moly. Oh, I'm sorry, Father.
More? Why do people always wait till the last minute to get shot?
Major, we can't spend 2 hours on a bowel resection.
Charles, move on.
I'm moving on as fast as I can.
I've finished here, Charlie. Let me show you.
You show me? Certainly not.
Doctor, we do have shortcuts.
Shortcuts are sloppy surgery. More suction.
Doctor, if we can't control the bleeding, we're going to lose him.
BJ, take over. Winchester, watch him. Move it.
Now, see
wounded
here.
Wounded egos come later. For now, just watch. Too big.
Another customer.
I'll take him. Give him a magazine and tell him I'll be right there.
You're in a hurry. You cut the mesentery between two big clamps and forget daintiness.
Throw in a layer of catgut, an interrupted silk, and the serosa.
Maybe 8 sutures on the anterior side.
Mucosa to mucosa, muscularis to muscularis.
Serosa to serosa.
And Natchez to Mobile.
It'll leak.
No, it won't, and it'll only take 20 minutes.
Klinger, let me see that x-ray again.
Hey, guys. Klinger had to,
Oh, to be in the latrine now that spring is here.
Winchester, don't feel so bad. You'll catch on.
I felt like an intern in there.
Everybody does in the beginning.
First 1,000 patients are the hardest.
Second day, it gets easier.
But I don't think I can adjust to this.
Look, we know you're a good surgeon. And even though some good surgeons wash out under these conditions, you won't. You're going to make it.
Sure you will.
We're not any better than you. It's just that by sheer repetition, we've gotten fast.
Well, you may be right. Only a few people did it. I certainly can.
Way to go, Charlie. Come on over to my office. We'll have a couple of belts.
Thank you. No. If you don't mind, I'd rather be alone.
That is not a happy person.
Would you rather have Burns?
He was more fun to be cruel to.
Do me a favor. No practical jokes, no horsing around until he gets broken in, okay?
I wish you told us that before we put the snake in his bed.
Record player.
Please, Beach. Mozart. Have you no respect for classical music?
You kidding? I got the William Tell Overture by Spike Jones.
Oh.
Please, Mozart.